Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to 100 with I Am Blessed, your host, Tanya Jackson. Today's topic today, Ty Mock is going to be sharing his journey with us, and we're going to talk about his tour that he's currently on. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. The call-in number is 347-857-2383. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, sir. Yes, I can hear you. You are live. Welcome,
yeah.
Welcome.
Okay, great.
Welcome. Let me introduce you to our listeners out there. This is Ty Mock. Everybody pronounces it wrong. Tonight we have with us Mr. Ty Mock. Welcome again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Welcome again. For all the listeners out there, you know he's a versatile actor, director, writer, martial arts expert. So I thank you for sharing your journey with us today.
Sure thing.
So let's get right into it. What type of environment did you grow up in?
Well, I lived in New York, and then as a kid, my parents traveled in Europe, and I was in Italy and London a lot of time. And up until about 13, and then I came back with my family to New York City. But it was New York was a completely different environment. It was kind of tough area. And then the UK and Italy was different. It wasn't as harsh.
Okay. What was your dream coming up as a teenager?
To be a superhero, to be a martial arts expert like Bruce Lee and Muhammad Ali, boxer, you know, and, you know, actor, you know. It was used to watch all the different Batman, Spider-Man, all, you know, watching all that Superman. And I read a lot of comic books. I was fanatic as a kid.
Wow, that's great. Superhero, huh? Name some of the odd jobs you did as a teen and like through high school.
Say that again?
Name some of the odd jobs you did as a teenager and going through high school.
Well, I did a newspaper route when I was in the UK for a little bit, and then I also, my father had made different artistic creations, and I would help sell those things with him as a little kid. Basically, kind of his assistant. And I think the oddest job I ever did was when my father was going through some tough times, he was selling some of his, he created lame handbags for women. And at first, it was very tough to sell them, but they started selling well. But we were living in Manhattan and on 45th Street, and there were a lot of brothels in the Times Square area. So he would go up to some brothels. I was about 13, 14, and I had a system selling these bags to these prostitutes.
Great. Trying to make sure I got these in order.
That's odd enough for you?
I'm going to go ahead of myself. Huh?
That odd enough for you?
Yes, very hot, very hot. What was your favorite subject in high school?
My favorite what?
Favorite subject in high school.
Say history. I liked stories, stuff like that. So history was a subject I enjoyed, and I went to do some classes at UCLA and as well. I didn't get any degree or anything, but enjoyed it.
Okay, and let's talk about sports. I know you played sports.
Well, martial arts is the main thing. I did do a little boxing because I grew up with my stepfather, who was a famous boxing coach at a gym on 42nd Street called Times Square Boxing. Spent a lot of time there. But martial arts is the main thing. I also grew up on soccer in Europe, and I really love it. You know, they just had a match today with Germany and France. France upset Germany, the world champions. So big soccer fan.
You talk about martial arts. What different styles of martial arts do you do?
Kid, I started with karate, a little kid. And then I did some aikido, taekwondo, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, Shaolin Kung Fu. That was more or less all the styles I've been trained in.
What did you like about it as far as doing the martial art and learning the different styles?
Being able to defend myself gives me confidence, and also the fitness aspect of it, I like the fitness aspects of it. And, you know, it makes me feel in great shape, and the mental aspect of it is making mentally strong. You know, to do the type of training or to compete, you have to be mentally strong as well.
Name some of the people that have influenced you.
Bruce Lee, Muhammad Ali as superheroes. I'd say, you know, to a certain degree, my parents in one respect, because they're very active, especially my father, and this very smart woman. And I have an uncle that kind of, he's a big accountant, tax guy, these people in my life. But other than that, Bruce Lee and Muhammad Ali were the biggest influence on me.
Have you ever had the pleasure of meeting them?
I didn't get to meet Bruce Lee until the kid when he died. Muhammad Ali actually threw a jab at me as he was walking by. I was standing there.
Oh, wow.
He was able to tell that I was really in awe of him. And he faked it through a jab, and I was cracking up. But...
Wow. Is there someone that you haven't worked with that you would like to work with?
Plenty of actors, directors, everyone from, there's so many. Oh, man. There's so many. Where do I start? Everybody wants to work with Gary Oldman. He's such a great actor. That's one of those things I've been stuck right now. Zen Renan, Vincent Cassel. I like your some of these actors from Europe, and some of the English actors. You know, there are a lot of good American actors that these fine films are.
Okay. What is the best advice for the listeners out there that you could give them if they're trying to get in the industry? What would be the best advice?
Well, obviously very competitive, very hardworking. You have to love what you do. And you have to know how to work in a community type of environment. Because anytime you're acting on show, a woman show, normally you're acting in the community of actors and so forth, director, female, writer, camera, and so forth. There's so many people. So it's really good to focus on your work, but also be pleasant to work with, you know? And usually you do that by giving a great performance and just being light about things, you know? Because Everybody has their little idiosyncrasies, and you just have to let everybody be who they are, especially on a set full of actors, you know. So I'd say when you're not working, it's just stay creative. Stay creative and create inspirational work, work that inspires you. Don't wait for someone knocking on the door. Just create work that inspires you. And don't look for approval. Just keep creating the best work possible. You got to work hard and do your homework, you know.
And that goes right into my next question. What steps should they take to reach their goals?
Steps? Well, first step is be grateful first. Second is to, you know, write down what you really want to do. You know, specific. The more specific, the better. If someone just says, I want to be an actor, that's not specific enough. Someone says, I want to be a superhero, then okay, what kind of superhero? If you want to be a romantic actor, then read romantic novels and learn about beauty. And, you know, there's a lot of ways to be specific. But, you know, you have to be very specific when you're an actor. And it's anything. And then learn about getting your work out there. Social media, you do some short films, you put it out there on social media, make sure you do just okay work, do great work, and then find representation. The more you put yourself out there, the more you fine-tune your craft, the more you'll be seen. The less you do that, the less you'll be seen. I was away for so long, that's why I wrote my autobiography, so I can be seen, I'll be heard. Out of sight, out of mind.
All right. Wow.
Get an attorney. Don't be what you want to say. Fine. Yeah. People say what they all. There's a lot of sharks out there, so find someone that's going to watch your back.
That's awesome. Is there a place that you haven't traveled that you would like to visit?
Berlin, Prague. Yeah, those are the two places.
Berlin, wow.
Yeah, I haven't been there very long. A lot of good things up Prague and Spain. I've been to Spain, but as a kid, I like to go as a grown up. China, I've been to Japan, I haven't been to China. There's a lot of things.
Okay. Let's talk about the work that you do with the youth and in your community.
Sure. You know, I got a program called The Unfolding Dream, and basically it helps young people to get an understanding of why they do their work at school. It connects their dreams and their work at school. They make the connection in the now rather than someday they get the connection right away. So it's a really great conversation where they look at their future and their dreams. And I make a tie-in between the now and future.
And tell us what you're passionate about.
Life. I'm passionate about waking up, being healthy, you know, being able to do my thing, contribute to others. So life is there's a lot of beauty in life. A lot to be thankful for.
Great. And my favorite question, what is your key to having strong presence and longevity over the
gratitude.
Years?
Gratitude, hard work, stress, the small stuff.
That's great.
Don't even stress the big stuff.
But don't stress, right?
Yeah, just let go.
All right. So we're going to go right into the book tour so we can talk about the book tour, when it started, and I know it's ongoing. So we'll go Raleigh next.
Sunday. In Raleigh, North
Carolina. Raleigh.
Atlanta.
And Raleigh.
Yeah, Raleigh, North Carolina. We'll be there on Sunday. We got Atlanta the 28th. I'm going to be in Connecticut on a comic con the 23rd and 24th. And got this couple of places in August. I don't know. One is Giving Book. September 1st, 2nd in D.C. Boston is going to have that. So, yeah, they've already been to quite a few places. Really nice group of fans. And they asked a lot of questions after you watch the movie, and pictures and all that stuff. We have a good time.
Yes, it's a meet and greet, screening the movie The Last Dragon, and your book signing. So, and again, you'll be able to take pictures with Mr. Tymock, get your autographed book. It's awesome. I had the pleasure of doing this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And someone had a birthday.
Sure.
Huh?
They don't get Amazon and buy it for $22, $23. Yeah. They got it right there at Time Off the Last Dragon suit on Amazon.
Yes, and I definitely have the flyers posted. Shout out to playwright Mary Boyle. She is an asset to me, so it's definitely posted on all social media. You yourself have tagged. I've tagged you in it.
Yeah, anything, so I am Time Off. Any Facebook / I am Time Off, IAMTAINAK, or Instagram, I am Time Off. And you'll find out where I'm at, what city. And, or you can go to the publisher's website. That's Incorgito, INCORG.
Yes, follow on all social media. Like that fan page, Time Off's fan page. So you can continue to give your handles.
Yep. I'm training very hard. I have an injury, but it's better now. So now, slowly, I'm going to start training hard and get some more movies.
Okay. Well, I definitely enjoyed it. And shout out to Mr. Michael. I know I get on his nerves sometimes, but I'm a stickler for things in decent and in order. So I want to definitely give him his shout out. And again, his website is www.incognitobooks.com, where you can get the book.
Yeah,
so,
it's not incog, it's incorg with the R.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you. We have about 10 more minutes, but I'm going to just go ahead and let you go because I know you're a busy man. So
very busy. Been very busy. Sure. We'll get back to them. Very busy. Things are great, though, and I'm really happy with the way things are going. People love the book. I'm actually working on the audio book. And, like I said, I'm going to make some more films. It's going to be fun times.
All right. So, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Sunday. I will see everybody
there.
Can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I haven't been out there. So, people, come on out. Tell your friends.
Tell them all. Just bring the whole family.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Thank you. You have a blessed day, and thank you,
you too, so much.
And I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, how exciting is that, listeners? My era. I say that all the time. My era. Time Mark. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today to 100 with I Am Blessed, your host, Tanya Jackson. Y'all have a wonderful day. Be blessed, for I am blessed. You can follow me again on I Am Blessed, that's EYEAMBLESS, on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And my you can also follow me at EYEAMBLESSED number 1 at AOL.com. That's my Facebook as well. To keep you connected, again, all info is posted. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. And again, God bless.